Howdy, Blue. It's just me, country cowgirl Dr. D, and you, Blue Waters, a Nashville recording artist whose voice will be behind each week's country song that guides the book chapter reading from my soon-to-be-published I'm Just a Country Song, Three Chords and Only My Truth, and the 15 Limited Series podcast. You and me, we kind of live this simple but complicated life that travels down red dirt gravel roads of the South, guided by me humming and you strumming to the country songs that we grew up with and their profound lyrics. I get asked a lot, all the time, about why country? Why a country song? What is it about it that I go to for guidance, and why does it feel like home? Okay, your turn. I'm sure being a country singer and doing very well in Nashville, I think, you get asked why country, because you can sing all kinds of music. So, Blue, tell readers and listeners why you sing country.
I actually do get asked that question quite a bit because I sing many different genres, but my heart always comes back to country, and that will always be the core of who I am. It's because I was raised and grew up in the South on country music from my grandfather, my father. Those two specifically played lots of country music for me growing up. I sang on top of my grandfather's coffee table, where my grandparents would introduce me onto my first stage, which was that coffee table. I would bring bugs in the house and have dirt all over my little dress. I hated to wear dresses, but they would always dress me up to be girly. And I was more of a tomboy, and coming into the house with, you know, dirt on my hands and feet and my bare feet, you know. And that just to me completely embodies what a country song is. It's all a story, and it's kind of the story of my life. So
I think that's where destiny brought us together and our paths crossed. You couldn't get me in a dress. I was only barefoot. I was always hanging out of trees, and I guess we were country tomboys. The three chords that a country song is known for, it's called Three Chords and a Simple Truth, and that's what resonates with me. My life is three chords, where I've been, where I'm going to, where I come from. And this book unfolds the wisdom that goes along with that life I've lived. Each week, I will share out a country song that chose me. Let's use our cowgirl boots and kick off this week's episode. Episode one. It's the beginning. And it's the podcast's first song and the first book reading. And I know you're on the edge of your seats, listeners and readers. The name of the song makes so much sense. It chose me. It is Happy Trails to You by Dale Evans and the Sons of the Pioneers. Are you kidding me? I grew up in the 50s. This song kicked off and ended each episode of the Roy Rogers Show. There was Trigger. There was Buttermilk. There was the dog, the horses. It was about the life in the 50s. At its heart, Happy Trails is a song about wishing someone well on their journey. It's a message of hope and positivity that resonates with people of all ages. I will pull out the lyrics of the song that guide me and pull out the wisdom from my soul. All right, if you're ready, Blue, let's begin our journey with Happy Trails to You. It's a sing-along song, so join in with Blue if you want to. Take it away, Blue.
All right, I'm ready.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling. Who cares about the clouds when we're together? Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather. Happy trails. likes the way you ride the trail that counts. Here's a happy one for you. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds when we're together? Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds when we're together? Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
Happy trails to you. Singers Dale Evans and Roy Rogers, writers, the sons of the pioneers with Dale Evans. The lyrics, some trails are happy ones, others are blue. It's the way you ride the trail that counts. Here's a happy one for you. Not sure why, could have been in the 1950s, we all dressed up like cowgirls, but me. I was permanently dressed up by age 4. From my felt cowboy hat to my cap gun, around my homemade gingham dress to my plastic cowgirl boots, over my sneakers. My mode of transportation was my foot-pushed, brother-ramming scooter, appropriately called Buttermilk, after my favorite country-singing cowgirl, Dale Evans' horse. What is a country singing cowgirl like after all? Strong, confident, hardworking, dirt under her fingernails, tell it like it is, whiskey in a teacup kind of girl. They say it's a special American brand of courage. That kind of courage it takes to face life head on, speak up, stand alone, even though she's shaking in her plastic boots. You see, as Dale Evans puts it, a cowgirl might be a rancher, a barrel racer, a bull rider, or an actress. I thought maybe I could be all 4 by age 4. But I'm figuring now, looking back, I'm just a cowgirl who has lived a collection of country songs during her real or highly imaginative life. Totally blessed to do things folks said I'd never be able to do. Pushing the limits of the walls that should have contained my Southern Indiana go-to-summer tent meeting roots. Totally defying what I could have been living by following my own guiding light and knowing that adventures abound ahead. Did I tell you that because a typical cowgirl works with huge animals, they will often be covered in dirt, spit, and blood? Yep. I can say over my journeys, I've experienced that life. I have loved, feared, hated everything about it. My life has been that hard work that makes you smile from ear to ear and go to bed feeling exhausted, but every bit alive. Down on that 60-acre ragtag farm in the holler where I grew up, with just enough cows to give us milk and just enough chickens to feed the loosely coupled family of a natural healer grandma, been told many, many, many times I'm a spitting image at slightly over 5 feet, but a personality of at least 5'8". the happiest binge-drinking grandpa you'll ever meet. A blind aunt who taught me Braille alongside my reading printed words. I thought everybody had a blind aunt growing up who taught them Braille. No? An older boy cousin who was mentally challenged and never developed his mind beyond age 6. He was my best friend. Another male cousin who alternatively challenged my older brother and tortured me, the only girl in the gosh darn holler. My brother and I were interestingly called twins, even though he's 2 years older and I'm a dink. Additionally, down on the farm was my truck driver uncle, who brought in the bacon, my mom, who was so uneasy in her own skin, and my Irish proud and stubborn dad, who was forced to be the man of the family at a ripe old age of 12 when he kicked out his own dad. Mind you, all of us were on those 60 acres together. So no surprises that no one could find me at any given moment. And to find me, they knew all they had to do was look up in a tree, up the light pole, or go to the back pasture. To get me to behave, all they had to do was to tell me I had to stay inside, wear shoes, and climb anything up. I can't remember a time without country music on the garage AM portable radio, accompanied by my dad singing Cash, George Jones, or Merle Haggard. Seems only logical that the Ring of Fire was the chosen Cash song, considering our dark Irish clan came from the Ring of Kerry in Ireland. You may or may not know, but bluegrass has Irish roots. The American Hill Country was settled by a wave of immigrants called the Scot-Irish. At its best, the fiddle, the fiddle, it brings home the Irish country song, and perhaps then began the seeds of what we now call country. To be clear, however, the bluegrass folks and the country song lovers believe that although they overlap in a few ways, the two are very distinct. In my heart, I was taught that they are kissing cousins and travel down the road together. On any given day, you get to choose which to play. My journey into being defined by a country song began with Daddy singing and the annual summer trips to the Ryman Auditorium, home of the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee. From Minnie Pearl's Howdy to 16 Tons and What Do You Get from Tennessee Ernie Ford, it was like an annual religious revival meeting to my soul. From that point on, I was a way goner, so gone, for country songs and the honest, gritty lyrics that share good times, hard times, bust a gut laughing times, and wondering if you're ever, ever, ever going to amount to anything times. So come along and join me and Blue as my life unfolds through the 15 country songs that remind me to buck up, buttercup, keep country strong, and don't go thinking. The sun comes up to hear you crow. Thanks, Blue. Thanks, readers. Thanks, listeners, for being with Blue and me on this first episode one, driven by the song Happy Trails to You. It's time now to think about our next episode. We're hopeful that you join us. Blue's going to give us a little bit of a teaser and play some chords from next week's song, and then we'll give you a quiz. Take it away, Blue.
Alrighty, here it is.
Grandma's hands clapped in church on Sunday morning. Grandma's hands played the tambourine so well. Grandma's hands used to issue out a warning. She'd say, Billy, don't you run so fast. Might fall on a piece of glass. Might be snakes there in that grass. Grandma's hands.
Such an ode to the resilience, the strength, and the power in those wrinkles on those aged hands, grandma's hands, is such a powerful song. Now, listeners, readers, tell me, who's the country artist that recorded that song? Here's a little hint. He was just inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Well, can't find out till next week when you're going to sign in to episode 2. And it's called Grandma's Hands. Looking forward to seeing you. Also, we want to let you know that the episodes are a 15-week series rollout of the soon-to-be-published book I wrote, I'm Just a Country Song, Three Chords and the Truth. Blue, could you tell the folks how they can find you to hear more of your songs and hear and learn about what you're up to?
Absolutely. So on Facebook, it will be Blue Waters Music, and that is spelled B-L-U. So Blue Waters Music. On social media, such as Instagram and TikTok, it will be at I Am Blue Waters. Again, blue is spelled B-L-U there. So at I Am Blue Waters. And you can also hear my new song, my very first release, called Sin in the South, on all streaming platforms. So it's out and ready for your ears to listen to.
I was blessed, Blue, to be with you when you were writing Sin of the South on a cocktail napkin here in Little Tubac, Arizona. So please go out and listen to that song. It is an amazing, amazing song on Blue growing up and all what she was told about the South. You can also find Blue, who coaches as a life coach, gives out her own red dirt wisdom. And if they wanted to find more out about that part of your life, Blue, where would they go?
Well, when I'm wearing that hat, you can come and visit my website at chooseyourblue.com. Once again, blue is B-L-U there, so chooseyourblue.com.
Looking forward to seeing you all. Thanks for coming this week. Tune in to episode 2 and find out who wrote the song, Grandma's Hands, what country artists sung the song, and we'll be looking forward to seeing you then. Time to say bye, and how about together, Blue, we say happy trails to you. Happy trails to you. See you next week. Thanks for joining us.